5 with 15 minutes of Rav Shachter's Torah. We are up to Eretz HaTzvi Simen Gimel. Eretz HaTzvi Simen Gimel is the Kuntres B'inyanei Birchas HaMitzvos. Rav Shachter's long, long piece about Birchas HaMitzvos. We are not going to tackle it in one shot. We'll break it up into several pieces. Rav Shachter starts this piece with his famous idea about the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer. Famous, you ask? Well, maybe not famous, because I don't want to make anyone feel bad if you haven't heard it. But the Torah tells us in Parshas Bahar, V'safarta lecha sheva shabasos shanim, sheva shanim, sheva pa'amim, that a person is supposed to count 7 Shemitah cycles, and then at the end of 7 Shemitah cycles, V'avarta shofar trua b'chodesh shvi basal lechodesh, they blow a shofar on the Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, and the 50th year is declared as Yovel, and all the Avadim go free, and all the lands go back. You know, liberty is declared to all of its inhabitants. The pasuk on the Liberty Bell comes from there, right? That liberty is declared to all the inhabitants of Israel. And the Ramban, in his commentary to the Torah on Parshas Emor, and he points out that the pasuk says in Torah, that the Medrash says rather than Torah's Kohanim, v'safarta lecha bebezdin, that the Sfira should dafka be, this counting that has to be done is dafka in bezdin. And he says, I don't know. It should be bezdin agadol that they have to count all of the years of the verbally and to say a bracha like you do on Sfiras HaOmer, or maybe it doesn't mean to go that far to actually verbally count. Maybe it just means to be aware, be cognizant of what year of Yovel it is, and in that way they're yotzei the mitzvah of Sfira. The Rambam in the 10th parak of Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel points out that it's a mitzvah saseh to count 7 years of Shemitah cycles, for a Shemitah cycle, and to be Mekadesh the 50th year. And he quotes the pasuk, V'safarta lecha sheva shabbos hashanim, V'kidashim shnas hachamishim. And the Rambam writes, Shtei mitzvos elu musurim lebezdin hagadol bilvad. These mitzvahs of counting the years and the Shemitah cycles to Yovel, it's a mitzvah on the bezdin. And that's what the Chizkuni writes as well, in Parshas Bahar, like the Rambam, like that one tzad in the Ramban, that it's a mitzvah on Beis Din to do an actual Svira B'peh, Hashana Shana Rishona L'Shnas HaShemitah, to do an actual Svira B'peh. And the Chizkuni writes, somewhat cryptically, as follows, V'safarta lecha sheva shabbos shanim, l'fi she'ein kan el Svira achas, v'hi be'Beis Din, ein sarich levarich. Because it's only a Sfira in Beis Din, you don't have to make a bracha. Aval, Omer dichsiv beishtei Sfiros, but when it comes to Sfiras Omer, where it says two mitzvahs of Sfira, achas b'parshas Emor, v'achas parshas Re'eh, once in parshas Emor, once in parshas Re'eh, achas le'Beis Din v'achas le'Tzibur, one for the Beis Din, one for the Tzibur, tzarech levarich, that you have to say a bracha on. What on earth is he talking about? That the bracha depends on whose mitzvah it is? No, if you're doing a mitzvah, you say a bracha. And what are these two parshios of Sfiras HaOmer? Why does that reflect on anything over here? The fact that the Torah happens to mention the mitzvah twice? So Rav Shachter explains that if you look carefully at the way the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, and this is one to keep in your back pocket, an unbelievable yesod, if you look carefully at the way the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is expressed by the Torah in Parshas Re'eh and in Parshas Emor, you will find that there are some basic differences in the expression. In Parshas Re'eh it says, Shiva Shavuos Tispar Lecha, Lashon Yachid, to you, an individual. Parshas Emor is Sfartem Lachem, plural, Lashon Rabim. Whenever something is said in Lashon Yachid, the understanding is that such a mitzvah is incumbent on Klal Yisrael as a whole. We as the Jewish people are a single unit. It's a mitzvah on the tzibur. How does the tzibur do it? What, everyone just points a finger to the other guy? Let him do it. How does a tzibur do a mitzvah? Well, we have a mechanism through which representatives of the entire tzibur of Klal Yisrael do a mitzvah for us. What's that mechanism? It's what we call Beis Din HaGadol. The Beis Din HaGadol acts on behalf of the entire Jewish people, and they do the mitzvah. As opposed to, if you have a mitzvah that's said B'Lashon Rabin, lachem, to each of us, that means that it's a mitzvah on each and every individual. Because yes, we are a singular unit, but we're also comprised of several individuals. And the Sefri writes in Parshas Reis, Shiva Shavuos Tispra Lecha Bebezdin. That Lecha, that's Bebezdin. Uminayin Lekol Echad Ve'Echad. How do I know that each individual also has a mitzvah of Sfira? Usfartem Lachem Lekol Echad Ve'Echad. So you see very clearly, two separate mitzvahs of Sfiras HaOmer. One for the Beis Din HaGadol, and one for each and every individual. The Gra, in his Girsa of the Sefri, says a little bit differently. Not that Beis Din, but Yachol Beis Din. You might have thought, it's a Havamina, you might have thought that it's only a mitzvah on Beis Din. Oh, Tamalomer Sfartem Lachem. That's why the Pasuk says Lachem, to teach us for each and every individual. Meaning, the idea that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah based in the Gra understands is a Hava Amina. And the Maskana is, no, Lachem, Lekol Echad Ve'Echad. What's the Hava Amina? Why would you think Sfiras HaOmer is only for Beis Din? Because one might have assumed that just like, what does Beis Din do that involves time? That is a mitzvah that only Beis Din does, and it somehow represents and affects all of Klal Yisrael. They do Kiddush HaChodesh, they do Ibur Shana, they decide the calendar, and that's Beis Din's mitzvah. So one might have thought that the same is true of Sfiras HaOmer. The Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos and the Sogas Ramban over there that there's a mitzvah specifically for Beis Din to determine the calendar. So if you look at say Kuf Nun Gimel, Sfiras HaOmer, one would have thought is the same thing. So in fact, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us, what's the date of Shavuos? You know, you could ask, like they ask little kids, what's the date of the calendar of different Yom Tovim, right? The date of Yom Kippur is 10th day of Tishrei, date of Tisha B'Av, haha, cute one, right? The date of Tisha B'Av, I get it. Okay, what's the date of Shavuos? What's the date of Shavuos? So the Gemara says there is no date. There's no day of Shavuos. Sometimes it's the fifth day of Sivan. Sometimes it's the sixth day of Sivan. Sometimes it's the seventh day of Sivan. There is no date of the month. It's Nikva based on Sfiras HaOmer. You start counting 50 days from the second day of Pesach, and depending on whether the months were Malay or Chaser, were 30-day months, 29-day months, so it could fall out on any one of those days. So what's the Havamina? The Havamina is that just like there's leeway to determine when a Rosh Chodesh is for Beis Din. There's leeway for Beis Din to determine whether there's going to be an extra month when we're going to have 13 months in a year. Shavuos is something that's determined by Beis Din counting the Sfira. Meaning if it's something that affects the calendar, it affects a Yom Tov, that has to be Beis Din. It has to be something that's determined by Beis Din. So that's why it says the Sefri, the Torah has to say, Sfartem Lachem, that we each have an individual mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. But apparently, says Rav Shechter, the Chizkuni had the old Girsa of the Sefri. Not that it's a Hava Amina. No, it's actually a Maskana. There's a mitzvah on Beis Din to count Sfiras HaOmer. What, so there's no mitzvah on me? There is a mitzvah on me also. There's mitzvah on each of us. There are two mitzvahs of Sfiras HaOmer. There's Parshas Re'eh Sfiras HaOmer, and then there's Parshas Emor Sfiras HaOmer. In Parshas Re'eh, it's a chova on Beis Din. In Parshas Emor, it's a chiyuv on the Yachid. Ooh, so now you understand that the Hava Mina of the Gra is really, according to the Chizkuni, is la halacha, that there are two focuses, two focal points of Sfiras HaOmer. There's Sfiras HaOmer lahaba, you know, a future to establish something, to establish the calendar, to establish when Shavuos is going to be. Whose job is it to establish calendar? That's only Beis Din. Only Beis Din is authorized to do that. But then there's another mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, not to establish a Yom Tov. Stam, to count the days between Pesach and Shavuos, a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. Are you accomplishing a result of a count? No, you're just doing a mitzvah like eat matzah and Pesach. You count the days between Pesach and Shavuos. That's l'shaavar, each day as it goes. You count it. And that's a mitzvah on the individual. Two totally separate mitzvahs of Sfiras HaOmer. You know, the confusion of this point, or the idea that Sfiras HaOmer's Koveya Yom Tov, the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zichrono Livracha, took very seriously, to the point where he understood that each and every individual, when they count Sfira, determines their own Shavuos. So he understood that if you cross the date line during Sfiras HaOmer, he passed on the halacha this way, that if you cross the date line during Sfiras HaOmer, whenever you finish counting Sfiras when Shavuos is, you will observe Shavuos on a different day than everybody else around you. That was what the Lubavitcher Rebbe actually held. A guy in my shul told me he had a business meeting and with the Lubavitcher fellow, and he said, "Oh, we'll do it on this day." And the guy said, "No, I can't. It's Shavuos by me that day." Shavuos by you? What do you mean? We're in the same place. What do you mean Shavuos by you that day? He said, "Yeah, I crossed the date line. I started, it was a Lubavitcher Chassid." So someone told me that wasn't a real Lubavitcher Chassid. The real Lubavitcher Chassid will go around the world the other way, so they don't cross the date line and they don't have the Shaila to begin with. Okay, but what Rav Shachter is saying is that no, it's not that the individual determines when Shavuos is. Beis Din determines when Shavuos is. There's a separate mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer on the individual to count Sfiras HaOmer as any other mitzvah that doesn't determine anything. It just determines that you did a mitzvah. So he says, oh, so now we understand. When Beis Din counts, they're counting 7 years of Shemitah cycles, for example. That's not just Stam Sfira. It's a Sfira that causes a Yovel. That's Koveya Yovel. Just like Sfiras HaOmer is Koveya Shavuos, and he points out that Reb Chaim explained this as the Shita of the Gaonim, because the Gemara in Arach and Daflam Beis and Beis tells us that when Shevet Reuven and Shevet Gad and Chatzi Shevet Menashe in the days of Sancheriv were sent into Galus, Batlu Yovlos, Yovel was Batel, because Pasuk says, "Ukrasim Dror Baaretz," the Liberty Bell, "Ukrasim Dror Baaretz," you should declare inhabitant in the land, "Lechal Yosheveha," to all of its inhabitants. Bizman shekol yoshveh aleha widarshin. Yeah, you know when there's a yovel? When kol yoshveh aleha, when the majority of the Jewish people are in Eretz Yisrael, and each shevet has their place in Eretz Yisrael. That's why even though now, today, in the year 2016, almost 2017, we are very close, if not already, at the point where the majority of the Jewish people live in Israel, the majority of world Jewry live in Israel, we still don't have Yovel because we don't have each tribe represented in their ancestral land. And yet the Gemara goes on to say, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Manu Yovos L'Kadesh Shmitin, that is Machlok Shav Yudor and the Chachamim, exactly how do you do the Cheshbon of Yovel? Meaning, what's year 50? Is year 50 like besides for the Shemitah count? There are seven cycles of seven. Then there's year 50, that stands on its own, and then you start the seven cycles of seven again? Or is year 50 also year one of the next cycle? Machlokas Tanayim. How exactly to do it? So it's fascinating. This is a very unique psak in the Rambam. The Rambam, in the 10th parak of Shemitah V'Yovel, writes that just like there was this din that was knowing in Bayis Rishon where they counted Yovlos to be Mekadei Shmitin, Afal Pi Shalohayu Dinei HaYovel Noagim, even though the dinim of Yovel, we don't observe, they didn't observe the dinim of Yovel once they didn't have all the Shvatim there, same as true Bizman Hazeh, we should continue to take Yovel into account. When determining Shemitah years, we have to take Yovel into account in order to know which year is a Shemitah year. Because if you just keep counting sevens, then when you hit the 50, you're gonna be missing it. It's going to mess up the whole count. But the Rambam says that the Gaonim disagree, and they have a Mesorah Biyadeyim Ishmi Pi Ish, that they don't count that in the 70 years between Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni, they only counted Shemitos without Yovel. They just kept a 7 year, 7 year, 7 year without counting the Yovel. And he says, and therefore they also have a Masorah after the Churban Bayis Sheni, 7 year cycles, no Yovel. And he says, Shnas HaShmitos Yaduihim Ufarsemes Eitzal Gonim Anshei Eretz Yisrael. That's the way they always cheshmish. And he says, Valzeh Anusomchin. Very interesting. Rambam says, I disagree with the Gaonim, but we paskin like the Gaonim. We don't paskin like me, says the Rambam. And on that, the Ravid says, No, Rambam, we paskin like you. We don't paskin like the God. The Ravid criticizes when the Rambam's wrong, and he criticizes when he thinks the Rambam's right also. That no, we should paskin like the Rambam. The Yovel year is not part of the cycle. So Al Pipshuto, Rav Shachter points out, very strange, the Shita of the Gaonim. Why would it be that at the end of Tkufas Bayis Rishon and throughout Tkufas Bayis Sheni, they would count the Yovel years as a Shana B'fnei Atzma, even though they didn't do Yovel? They didn't observe Yovel. They didn't have all the Shvatim there. And after the Churban, whether it be in the Shivim Shana of Galus Bavel, or whether it be Bezman Hazeh, we don't count Yovel as a Shana B'fnei Atzma. Why the difference? Why would the Tzkuf of Bayis Sheni and the end of Tzkuf of Bayis Rishon, where they also weren't observing Yovel, does Yovel count separately? And yet when it comes to the 7 years in between, and all of the time of Galus that we have now, the 50th year doesn't count anymore. So Reb Chaim explains on the Rambam that according to the Gaonim, who we paskan like, and the Rambam says we're somichan, the idea of counting the Shemitah years by Beis Din HaGadol is not stam a mitzvah of counting. The idea is that Beis Din is koveya and mekadesh the Yovel. Yovel doesn't just happen. Yovel can't just happen. You need a Beis Din HaGadol to say that year is going to be Yovel. And therefore, the mitzvah is given specifically to Beis Din to establish the calendar. So the counting of the years is part of that mitzvah. Ooh, so now we understand the Gaonim very well. En achinami, there's a mitzvah of counting Yovlos in order to be Mekadesh Shemitin, even when we're not doing Yovel. But that can only be done when you have a Beis Din HaGadol who's able to count. That's when a Yovel will exist, even if we're not observing it. But once we don't have a Beis Din HaGadol to actually count the years and make a Yovel, then Yovel can't even exist without a Beis Din HaGadol. It doesn't even go into the Cheshbin. So says Rav Shachter, based on that Yisod, we can go back to the Chizkuni with which we started, and everything will make sense. The Chizkuni and the Gaonim are saying essentially the same idea. Counting the years of Shemitah through Beis Din HaGadol is very similar to counting Sfiras HaOmer, which is a mitzvah on Beis Din HaGadol. Both of them is a mitzvah of Sfira to establish something in the calendar in order to reach a certain purpose, a certain function. Sfiras HaOmer, the Beis Din counts in order to be Mekadesh Chag HaShavuos. Sfiras Shnos HaShemitin is a Sfira to be Mekadesh the 50th year of Yovel. And therefore you could say that it should have been that we shouldn't make a bracha on these mitzvahs of Svira. Why? Why not say a bracha? Because the Gemara tells us in Maseches Menachos, kol mitzvah sha'asiyasa gemar mitzvasa tzarech levarich. Whenever you have a mitzvah where the maisa mitzvah is that's it. You do the maisa, it's over, it's done. You say a bracha on such a mitzvah. The kol mitzvah sha'asiyasa lav gemar mitzvasa. But any mitzvah where it's not just about doing the mitzvah, it's about accomplishing something for the future, and the mitzvah is only really accomplished later on, you don't say a bracha on such a mitzvah, because the gemar mitzvah hasn't happened yet. Ooh, so when Beis Din is counting the years of Yovel, or Beis Din is counting the Sfira, did Beis Din do that? They count the first night of Sfira, Hayom Yom, Rishon Omer. Did Beis Din fulfill the mitzvah yet? No, the gemar mitzvah is when Shavuos is declared, when Shavuos is established. So Beis Din is not going to count, is not going to say a bracha on such a mitzvah. And that's why they don't say a bracha on the Sfira of Yovel either. But we say a bracha on Sfira HaOmer. Why do we say a bracha on Sfira HaOmer? Because our counting is not establishing the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Yom Tov of Shavuos is going to happen whether we count it or not. Not like the Lubavitch Rebbe. It's going to happen whether we count it or not. We say a bracha because our mitzvah is to do a maisa Sfira. So we do a maisa of counting Sfiras HaOmer. And that's the chovas hayachid. And that's why we, in fact, do say a bracha. That's how Rav Shechter explains this most perplexing chizkuni. So if you go back and you look at the words of the chizkuni, it's perfect. What does the chizkuni say? His lashon is that v'safarta l'cha sheva shabbos l'shanim l'fi she'in kane l'sfira achas. Vayovel is only one mitzvah of sfira, v'hi bebezdi. And what's that mitzvah Sfira? Beis Din's mitzvah. Therefore, the very next words of the Chizkuni, Ein Tzarech Levarich. There's no bracha. Why is there no bracha? Because Beis Din isn't accomplishing it with the count. It's establishing the Yovel year. Aval Omer Dichsiv Beis Shtei Sfiros. But when it comes to Omer, where there are two countings, Achas B'Parshas Emor V'Achas Parshas Re'ei. One in Emor and one in Re'ei. Achas le-Beis Din, v'achas le-Tzibur. The one that said in the Lashon Yachid is for the Beis Din representing Klal Yisrael. And the one that said b'Lashon Rabim is for each and every individual. Oh, tzarech levarech. You do need to say a bracha because every individual has their own mitzvah. So So now the Chizkuni is very, very beautiful. Rav Shakta has a couple of very nice footnotes over here that discuss how the mitzvah of Sfira of a Zava fits in. A woman whose tummy has to count 7 clean days. What exactly is that mitzvah of Sfira? Does she actually have to verbalize a count or just keep cheshbon? He also discusses the other critical ramification of this whole discussion is that the Torah does tell us the mitzvah of Sfira twice. One time it tells us to count 50 days. The other time it tells us to count 7 weeks. Those are two mitzvahs of Sfira. Ooh, by the Beis Din it says count 7 weeks. By the individual, 50 days. So it could be that the individual's mitzvah of Sfira is only to count 50 days. The Beis Din's mitzvah of Sfira is to count 7 weeks. What does the Beis Din's mitzvah of Sfira do? It establishes Shavuos. A little strange. Now, what's the actual term in the Torah for the Yom Tov that celebrates Matan Torah? Atzeres. Why do we call it Shavuos? Because counting of weeks is what's Koveya, the Yom Tov. Why don't we call it Yamin? Because it's 50 days. No, it's not the counting of days that's Koveya, the Yom Tov. It's the counting of weeks that's Koveya, the Yom Tov. And based on this, he says so beautifully, the Gemara Menachos tells us, we have a mitzvah to count days and a mitzvah to count weeks. Ameimar counted days and not weeks, the Gemara says. Only days. He said, Zeichel Mikdashu. Therefore, I'm only counting days. What? Zeichel Mikdash, therefore you're only counting days? What does Zeichel Mikdash have to do with that? In the Mikdash, they counted days and weeks. Now, what he's trying to say is, since we no longer have a Beis Din to do the mitzvah the way it was supposed to be done, to be Koveya, the Yom Tov of Shavuos, so I'm only going to do with the individual's obligation. I'm only going to count days, not going to count weeks. See, Zeichel and Mikdash, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, really means two totally different things in different contexts. You know what we do, Zeichel and Mikdash? One thing we do, Zeichel and Mikdash, is if you build a house, what's the halacha? Zeichel and Mikdash? You leave an amah by an amah unfinished. You're a chassan under the chuppah. We have a couple of chassanim in here. So what are you going to experience under your chuppah, Zeichel and Mikdash? Ashes, Barosh chassanim, right? And the makom tefillin. And breaking glass also, but the ashes, Barosh Chasanim, is Medina de Gemara. Breaking glass might be Medina de Gemara also, but yeah, you're right. So, Zeichel HaMikdash. That's one type of Zeichel HaMikdash. You know what else is Zeichel HaMikdash? The Mishnah tells us, we take lulav for all 7 days. A joyous mitzvah. Take lulav for all 7 days. That sounds a little different than ashes on my head. No? Ashes on my head sounds profoundly sad. I'm not finishing my house. Sad. Taking a lulav for 7 days? Yeah, pretty happy. It's a good thing, doing a mitzvah. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, there are two types of Zecher L'Mikdash. There's Zecher L'Mikdash, and there's Zecher L'Churban. Sometimes you do things to remind yourself of how they were done in the Beis HaMikdash, the great glory of the Beis HaMikdash. Take lulav for 7 days, because that's what they did in the Mikdash. Sometimes you do things to remind yourself of the Churban. Ashes, the extra amah bayama. Ameimar said, I'm going to count only days and not weeks. Zecher l'Mikdash, not to remember how they did it in the Mikdash, but to remember how sad, how we only have a shell of the mitzvah left. After the Mikdash is gone, we don't have the Shavuos element. And that's why, right after Sfiras Omer, there are all these Kabbalistic prayers. But what do you say right after you do the mitzvah? Harachaman, Huyachzer lanu, Avod Space HaMikdash, L'mukom Meir V'meinu Amen, something like that. Right? A tefillah right away. We need the Beis HaMikdash! Okay, but why? And why now? We always need the Beis HaMikdash. Well, because the mitzvah of Sfira is missing. It's missing something. It's missing a critical element now that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the idea that Rav Shakta develops about Sfira Salome. Okay.